the... Are you there?
I am here, but I'm sorry to say I forgot to record most of this.
Oh,
I just turned it on now, but please go ahead.
I was just saying that in some levels, I've been trained to this concept, you know, through my travels the last few years. I would say that for over a decade now, I've had this thing about listening. And what normally happens is I wake up and I get either a song or a mantra, even if I never heard the mantra before, or if I don't even remember or even like the song, it stays in my head and it stays until I pay attention to the lyrics. And so while we were doing the practice, the very first thing that I did, just a song came from the Beatles that I haven't heard like in ages. And it's, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Blah, blah, blah. And it's, I'm in love with you. And it wasn't a sense of a romantic love, in the sense that this beingness, higher self, spirit, chain, it's, you know, like to reiterate what other people are saying, it's absolute love flowing through me. And it kind of gave me a tickle. And it was just being about feeling loved, because in some ways that's the only home. It's just knowing that we're loved. And so much of my external physical search has been looking for that, which is not found in that. It's found, you know, through the chain.
But it's there inside of you when
exactly,
you relax.
Exactly, which is a concept that I understood until recently. I understood it mentally, intellectually, and sometimes for small moments I got the energy of it, but I hadn't really kind of embody it until really, just really recent. We're talking 20 days, okay?
And he says, please keep it up,
yes.
Please deepen it, and please do not desert it.
No, I can't. I won't. Thank you. And the other thing I got is I asked what calm means, and I if that's okay, I'll share it. It's like, it's calm for me means clear, accepting, loving, and masterful.
Say it again, please.
Clear, accepting, loving, and masterful. That's the space where I need to be. It's just to remain clear. That means not to participate in the craziness that I may be witnessing, or even being in that, you know, there may be crazy around, but I have to remain clear the reality of what I am. Accepting the outside without participating, it's really important, because there's, when I resist the craziness outside, I'm participating without knowing it. So accepting just that it is, loving, which is the detaching compassion, and masterful by just staying centered and trusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what calmness means for me.
That's exactly right. You can't do it with your mind. You just accept that the craziness is going on around you,
right.
Also in your own head.
Right.
And then you relax into the flow.
Right.
Good. He says, keep up, dear. I'm always here for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bless you. Who else can contribute?
I can share.
Hi, this is Arinder.
Oh, okay, great. There's Hari Ender, and who else?
Kehar.
Oh, Kehar, good. Okay, Hari Ender, we're going to let Hari Ender go first, and then Kehar. Okay?
When I first tuned in, I was very, lately, I'm very jittery. I don't know exactly what's going on with me, what I'm going through, but I have these, I was... Yes.
Ender, do you
yes?
see, do you hear that other weird sound going on in the phone?
Not by me. I'm all alone. There's nothing here.
No. I mean, it's an electronic sound.
Yes.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mute everybody, but you and Kehar are going to have to press *6 to get back in. So hold on a minute. I'm going to mute everybody. Okay, Hari Ender and Kehar, press *6, please. Okay, Hari Ender?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. And we don't have that squiggly screen sound. Okay.
So this jittery, and I was listening to Ramji about electricity or vibration. So it's sort of like giving me, I think that's the answer, this jittery that I have in my body now for quite a couple of weeks. But when Baba Sirchand, this was such a perfect lesson, the calming lesson, I sort of like lay down and breathe through the whole thing, and I'm now in a different space. So I wanted to say that heart breath, that breathing did push me forward into a less jittery and less anxious. But I also think that I am going through some kind of a stage, beside the fact that, as you know, I have a family in Israel and they are in bunkers all the time. It's very hard to talk to my family when I see them sobbing in Skype. And it's hard to tell people, you know, don't worry. You know, I can't say spiritual things to them because they want immediate relief and they want to just go on into a normal life. And then I feel more jittery, more as if I can't really help. I can't really, besides saying that everything's going to be okay and being a wonderful person that is listening. But, you know, when you listen to your own sister and the children saying, mm-hmm. we don't come out, we can't eat, we can't work, we can't, you know, and this goes on and on, it's difficult. Very difficult for me. Now, though I thought maybe that one, that's also part of this jittery. I'm not sure. I'm asking questions.
Okay, so you remember what Suzanne said?
Yes.
Okay. Be the calm for others. That's what she said. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure, I do. Of course, I am.
This is exactly what was being told to her. Because when people around you are in, you know, it's a dire state that's happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it means for you to go deeper into heart breath, not to join them in their jitters, but for you to go deeper in your heart breath, to know that the flow is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the flow, all is taken care of in whatever way. Even if they die, it is all taken care of. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's really important. And if you can get them to do this very simple heart breath, I mean, there's no religion about it.
I know. I call Baba Sirchand on it to help her, to help my sister. I do. I call him because sometimes I'm overwhelmed with her situation. And so but I'm very calm all the time. I don't really participate in the in what's going on with her, but I do call him because I feel like he can do better than me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But you also teach them to do heart breath.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Of course.
And of course, people will say, oh, it's too simple, so I'm not going to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I try to teach.
My worries
too.
Are more important than this little breath thing. The opposite is true, right?
True.
Good. Well, God bless you, dear. We will all offer our heart breath for the people in Israel and Palestine right now,
mm-hmm.
as we did in our prayer in the beginning for the
mm-hmm.
Middle East.
Thank you.
So God bless you. Keep up, and thank you very much for bringing this situation up with us so that we understand that it's a very personal thing. It's not abstract. It's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When
and
you said, what do you mean by that? Personal to me, or?
Well, we've heard you.
And
oh,
okay.
It's personal to you, and so we relate to you. So we understand it's not just a abstract concept, but it is a total reality.
Sure.
You know, he was talking about 5 or 10 years. 10 years? What if the whole world is in this condition in 10 years? Where do we go?
Yeah.
Do we go?
Well, we're working on it. We're not going to be there.
Well, it takes working on it. It takes creating the habit, watching what happens, staying with it, continuing to teach others or invite others to be with us on our raft on the flow. That's what he says. That's why he's working with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, good work. Keep it up, dear. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Kehar.
So the first thing I heard was the same thing I heard this morning in my sadhana, which was a line from Japji, which says, Gaviye sunye manrakya bao dukha parahara sukha garva jai, which means sing and listen and let your mind be filled with love and peace, or sorrow and pain shall depart from your house.
Okay, now would you say that translation again?
Oh, okay. Sing, listen, and let your mind be filled with love, and pain and sorrow shall depart from your home.
Extraordinary.
And then, yeah, and then I kept hearing again, 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 like that I'm supposed to repeat it over and over and over. And I was
this is your mantra.
Well, it's interesting because I was sitting with it and I heard, instead of mantra, I felt that it was my sutra. And then I was meditating on what's the difference between a mantra and a sutra. And, right? And so as I was repeating this Gaviye Sunye Manrakya Bao in the Gurumukhi, and I kept just feeling it in my body and all parts of tension and just bringing that to it, that sutra is like your wisdom pearl, and like listening to everybody talk about everything was so beautiful. And what I was feeling was that through whatever ups and downs that we have, that we go through in life, like keeping our center, like our center of love and joy, whether we're dealing with a really challenging situation or a painful thing or a joyous thing, like at the core of it, you can still be in a place of joy and strength and love and bring that to whatever challenging or a situation you have, so you can kind of keep in the middle. So I feel like this is like a wisdom sutra for me, as opposed to my mantra, which I have a different, like, mantra that I use when I'm in trouble. I don't know. It's different. I don't know. I have to, like, still meditate on the finer points, but I think there's something here between, like, and I love, like, you know, words and definitions and, you know, to help bring clarity. So I'll keep meditating on that.
Good. So it sounds like it's your teaching for you to follow.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Wait, say that again?
It's your teaching. It's your wisdom thing to follow.
Yeah. And in meditating on, like, Gaviye Sunye, it's like singing and listening, which are very, to me, calming and not even calming. It's their functions of calm and being still and letting, like, power grow from that stillness and that calmness. Yeah, so it was really cool, and I loved listening to everyone, and thank you all for sharing, and I really feel, I love listening to everyone after we go through something, because it deepens what I experienced, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it gives us confidence too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kehar, this is Suzanne, can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was two talks ago when we were talking about the news, or even just receiving the news can bring negativity into our minds, and to release it. And we did the breath where we open our mouths and release all fear out and into infinity. And so I think that was so practical an application of how to release fear. And so your mantra, or if you call it a mantra, to be filled with love, how to release pain and sorrow. I think
it's poetically said there, and I think the action that we learned is how to release pain and sorrow so that we can stay in love. Mm. And that it's all around us, just like Israel, where, what was Haryinder, if she is the calm, it's so hard for me to say, we are that powerful that our calm spreads to them in Israel. That we have, that we can understand that our intentions to be filled with love and letting pain and sorrow depart can affect everyone around the world. And so that's very, I think these are very real living tools to your beautiful mantra.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Well, God bless you all. It's just been wonderful to be with Babaji and to be with you all. And to the people who are listening to the recording, I apologize that I forgot to turn on the recording for the first 45 minutes. So, Babaji, I'm just going to shortly recap what he said. He says, you can't really recap me. I said, okay, sir. So, can I give a clue to people? He says, yes, please give a clue. And the clue is to stay in the moment, to stay grounded in Mother, and to let go of your thoughts, because the thoughts are basically illusion. All of our tangle of thoughts are basically illusion. And he says that as the Aquarian age approaches us more and more, becomes more and more real, more and more firm within our planetary system, he says that our thoughts and so on were based in a different frequency. They're based in a different frequency. So that as we come forward, he said it's like having a new sun within our planetary system. It is like total new energy. He says to please be aware of the energy coming in, because it will be something new, something, he says, don't let it freak you out. He says it's new, it's necessary. He says you will be rebuilt. You hear about being reborn, but he says you are being rebuilt. He says don't fight it, let it happen.
Wow.
He says, and then the thoughts, he says the thoughts, don't get entangled in the thoughts, because all of the structures that have supported your thoughts, your thinking, your way of knowing, your way of judging, understanding what's important and what's not important, your striving and so on, he says they will have no basis anymore. They will have no basis. He says because of the change of energy, he says the world processes will change to an extent that the if a person doesn't change their habit of sourcing information, he says they will die. He says, you heard of Haryinder talking about the jitters? That's what it's about. And it continues until the jitters get so great, of such great velocity, that it shakes one apart. He says, and that's what Yogi Bhajan was talking about when he said that people will go crazy. Okay, he says, it is for you to be rooted and you to let go of your thoughts and to listen. To listen. And that is when Mother, the source, your source, however you put it, your soul, however you put it, will give you the information. And the information will be given to you inch by inch, second by second. He says it is important that you create the habit of trust. You create the habit of listening, of feeling the information in your body, of moving with that information that flows through your body. He says become that absolute flow. He says move into that flow, that raft, that boat, that inner tube, whatever you want to call it. He says, be in the flow. because without resistance, being in the flow is where you will be taken to this level of the Aquarian. He says, for lack of better words, we're calling it the level of the Aquarian, but it definitely is a whole new arena of access to source, flow from source, of being within the creative, created flow. He says, please make a habit of it. He says, God bless you all. Know that each one of you is absolutely loved. Absolutely loved. He says, if you feel unloved, it is your block. It is not the reality. It is your block. Please let it go. Tear it up in pieces and throw it up into the flow. He says, we will love to eat it for breakfast. He says, know that you are the love. Know that you are the flow. Know that you are loved and that you are flowing. And relax in it. Relax in it. Have fun in it. The mighty relaxation. Okay. God bless you all. Love you all. And so now let's sing this lovely song to one another and receive it from one another. Okay. Breathe. Oh. And Kehar, would you lead us, please?
Uh-huh. Inhale. May the sunshine shine upon you.
Allow yourself to be who you are, to be the love, to be the kindness, and to have the information flowing through you, pure, unadulterated, totally trusted. Love you all, and talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes.
Satnam.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Satnam.